Well, hello again, everyone. Over the weekend, our good friend John Titus released another fantastic video production, one that was a real labor of love, took him almost 6 months to complete. If you haven't seen it yet, this thread is meant as your opportunity to give it a good viewing. Name of the video is The Veneer of Justice in a Kingdom of Crime, and it has to do with the plain and simple fact that after 7 or 8 years, there have been no formal prosecutions through the U.S. Department of Justice of any of the big bankers, at least as it relates to the financial crisis in 2008. John has this tremendous video, like I said, and you should watch it here on this thread, and you should forward it to everyone you know. But I wanted to take some time today, though, to talk to John himself and let him kind of introduce it to everyone. And you can hear from him how sincere and how earnest he is in pursuing this. And so, John, thank you very much for coming on again here at TFMR, and welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Craig, and thanks for your help in promoting the video. You know, you tweeted it to some key people, including Zero Hedge, which really drove a lot of traffic to the video. So thank you very much.
No, it's my pleasure. It's really the least we can do. I mean, I like probably almost everybody here at TFMR have been concerned's not the right word. Disgusted. I'm not sure even sure what the word is after 8 years of watching nothing come from this financial crisis and the greed and the depravity of the bankers that led the world off the cliff 7 or 8 years ago. And now we get a chance to kind of revisit that through your video. You know, the ones that we highlighted back in October, the videos you produced and put out in 2015 primarily dealt with the Fed and some of the ways that they lied, not only to the American people, but directly to Congress. And now you've turned your attention to the Department of Justice. What led you in this direction, John, and what are you hoping to accomplish by getting this video out there?
Well, the whole thing that sent me down this road to begin with was the bailouts. I could not believe that these banks got bailed out, because I was brought up to believe that the markets were fair, everything was just, and if you failed, you failed. And that's how new businesses succeeded. But when I really sat and thought about it, I realized fairly early on that this really isn't a financial crisis so much as it is a legal crisis, because you're changing the rules on people, mm-hmm. and that shouldn't happen. So the first three videos I did, I'm still really learning motion graphics and video. I just bought a camera 2 years ago. I didn't know how to turn it on. So I wanted to start out with stuff that I sort of knew, and the subject matter was lent itself more to video treatment. But I was always wanted to turn back to this issue of why are we not seeing prosecutions? I mean, Iceland prosecuted bankers.
Yep.
They prosecuted bankers after the SNL crisis, but this hasn't happened this time. What is going on? And so I wanted to put together sort of a timeline of this is what's going on. I mean, it's not just that the markets are rigged. The whole system, everything is rigged. And this the latest video is legal in nature. It will probably be the first of three that I do along these lines. Not so much dealing with the Fed, which, as you said, was the first two or three videos. And, you know, I'm going to turn now to really legal problems. And I think that I'm sort of better suited to explain legal stuff than I am financial stuff. I don't have any financial training. I am, you know, pretty well trained legally, though. So this is really more of my long suit.
You know, John, in that you did great work in those videos last year, going back through the Fed minutes once the five-year collar had come off, and discovering and connecting and laying out for everyone and exposing the lies, the outright lies that were told and foisted upon the American people in 2008, most notably that if Congress didn't act immediately to approve the TARP bill, which they had voted down the first time, and then they brought it back a week later under the auspices that the entire commercial paper market was seizing up and we're going off a cliff within minutes if you don't. And you went back and exposed that as a bald-faced lie. This really is I guess, related to that, in that TARP was passed through a lie. And yes. Now prosecutions have been avoided through similar lies, wouldn't you say?
Yes. The entire system is propped up on fraud, corruption, and deceit. And no matter what topic you pick, if you just dig 6 inches under the surface, you're going to start hitting cancer right away. The rot in the system is not to be believed. And if you don't believe me, pick a subject yourself and just start drilling down into it. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I started doing. And I'm like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I mean, everywhere you turn, it's just lies, 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 lies. It doesn't really matter. I mean, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You want to make a video, you want to write a paper, just pick a research topic and start drill into it.
Yeah.
And you'll hit the lies immediately.
So now, John, as you were putting this together, and really the salient points, the real focus as people watch this video, it's laid out in such a way, and you make it to where, I mean, the message is very clear. But these banks would approach the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, and his key underling, Lanny Breuer, and tell them that if they were prosecuted in any way, there would be a systemic risk, that it would bring down their bank, perhaps. And if you brought down Bank A, that domino would topple into B and C, and it's this daisy chain of too big to fail. Do you think, I guess I'm playing devil's advocate in a way, is there any way that is logical and plausible? I mean, is there any way that the Breuer and Holder and everyone, all their underlings, actually felt and continue to feel that they were doing the right thing, that they were doing the American people a service by not prosecuting, or is it really just wholly corrupt and that they all work together?
Well, let me answer that in two ways, and I'll just tell you, I'll just relay a personal experience that I have. You know, I know I work in Chicago. I work near the Financial District, the Board of Trade and CME and all that stuff. So, you know, I know people in and around that community, and sometimes I'll tell them, well, that whole TARP story, it was just a big chicken little story. It's just actually a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, you don't understand. You don't understand. I said, okay, you've got a smartphone. You're a really smart guy. You've got access to tons of research that I don't. Find me one graph that was generated contemporaneously with that crisis that shows me the economy going on a cliff. Just one. I said, you can't do it. And everybody I've given that challenge to says, no, you know, they can't do it. They decline. And I said, well, the reason you can't find it is that it's not there. Okay? It's not there. As far as could the dominoes start, the answer is maybe through derivatives. Because mm-hmm. if you look at that table two from the Office of the Comptroller Currency quarterly report, you'll see the notional amounts of the derivatives are really sky high. And you do have counterparties with the derivatives. But the problem is that if you drill into research, and I'm going to cover this in a video down the road, you will find that there's actually a paper by, I think it's the National Bureau of Economic Research. It's, you know, kind of an official paper that was actually refereed by Ben Bernanke and Glenn Hubbard. I don't know if you saw Inside Job, where he has his little meltdown on camera. But these are the powers that be refereed this paper. And this paper concluded that it analyzed bank runs over a 100-year period. And one of the things that comes out of this paper is that the catalyst for bank runs is fraud. So this notion that you can have a bank run, it is true. Banks have had runs before, which is what you're talking about with systemic risk.
Yep.
But the run is invariably caused by fraud. And so if you look at what Lanny Breuer and these guys are doing, what they're saying is our solution to all this fraud is more fraud.
Exactly.
That's what they're saying. Our solution to criminal fraud is to allow criminal fraud to go forward. It is insane what's going on. I feel like Martin Short's nervous lawyer on 60 Minutes, that skit. Is it me? Or is it him?
Yeah.
It's him, isn't it? Yeah, it is him. These people are insane.
Yes. Well, and it's been now, like we said, 8 years. Eric Holder's return to his $4 million. They even saved his office for him, didn't they? At, what is that, Covington and Burling?
They did. In fact, you're exactly right.
So he's already back there. He's done his job. And I think anybody, holding any remaining hope that the fraud and deceit and lies that dug the grave back in 2008, that there will ever be any prosecution or perp walk. I think that ship has sailed. So let's now relate this to present day, I guess, in our final question, John. A lot of the same folks are still at the Justice Department, or as some folks call it, the Injustice Department or lack of Justice Department, whatever you want to call it. There's an ongoing investigation by the FBI into the emails in Hillary Clinton's email server. There was news just today, some stories about the FBI becoming more convinced that there needs to be a grand jury convened and some indictments. Knowing what you know after this 6 months of doing research into the machinations of the Justice Department, any chance in your mind that Hillary Clinton will be indicted by Barack Obama's Department of Justice?
The odds that she'll be indicted are zero.
There you go.
There is no way she gets indicted, and I'll tell you why. The AG now, the Attorney General now, is Loretta Lynch, and she is very much in on this. She was the prosecutor of HSBC. What happened to HSBC? They paid a $1.92 billion fine for laundering money for drug dealers and terrorists, and nobody goes to jail. And the reason they gave for nobody going to jail, they said, well, we've already gotten, you know, they gave two reasons. First, there'll be systemic risk. Can't prosecute for that reason. And by the way, we've already fired all the people who were responsible. And it's like, well, if you fired all the people responsible and they're no longer in the company, there can't be systemic risk prosecuting them.
Good point.
And they never prosecuted. Loretta Lynch, though, as prosecutor, fashioned a unique sort of groundbreaking type of settlement that the judge, I think it was Judge Gleason out of the Eastern District of New York, looked at and said, this is kind of a weird settlement. And so she was very – and that's going to come – I'm making another video in the veneer of justice theme. I'm going to kind of move from domestic banks to global banks and how this fits into the global picture. And HSBC is a key player in that. So it's not only Lynch, though. If you look at FBI Director James Comey, where was James Comey before he became FBI director? He was on the board of directors of HSBC.
Oh, God, really?
Oh, I swear, HSBC hired him back in January of 2013, I think. It was right around then.
Jeez.
2014, and they put him in a sinecures on the board of directors, and that's where he was. And in fact, he didn't resign that position until, I don't know, it was very soon after he was nominated, or very soon before the vote for the nomination went forward, held on to it. So you have both the Attorney General and the head of the FBI intimately involved with HSBC. So you can forget. HSBC is a criminal enterprise. We know that. HSBC told us. The Justice Department told us. And the head of the Justice Department is in on HSBC, and so is the FBI director. So you can forget Hillary Clinton being indicted. Ain't going to happen.
HSBC, also known as the custodian for the gold allegedly held within the GLD ETF, for those that are listening. John,
good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's completely legitimate. John, one last thing. Have you taken to soaking your mail or having other people start your car for you yet?
It's funny. I just got my car back up to where I live. It had been in another state for a long time, and I had to do a bunch of repairs, but I have not done that yet. Fortunately, I take the train to work, so no.
Good idea. Well, all right, my friend. Again, I want to encourage everyone now to take the time, watch John's latest video. It's absolutely fantastic, very well done and eye-opening. And then take that YouTube link and send it to everyone you know. This is a must-watch in every essence of the term. John, thank you so much for what you do, and please keep up the good work.
Man, thanks for your support so much. I really appreciate it.
And next time you have another video, you send it over here and we'll make sure we get it posted.
Oh, believe me, I will.
All right, my friend. Thanks again for your time.
All right, man. See ya.